Okay, so yesterday we had discussed the Mishnah, which dealt with bringing Bikurim prior to Shavuos, and why that would be invalid, and whether you actually had to send the people home, like we talked about the people from a place called Har Tzivuin, or like the Rambam says, you could sort of hold on to their Bikurim for them until Shavuos would actually come. And we also noted this idea of Lakachta Mereshis, called Pri Adama, not all of the fruits, but Mereshis, some of the fruits, and how the mitzvah Bikurim seems to be unique in the sense that you need Min HaMovchar, that you need the absolute best. And normally you say that, okay, you could do a mitzvah at sort of a medium range level, and then you could enhance the mitzvah, something called Hidr Mitzvah. But Bikurim itself seems to be Hidr Mitzvah, that it has to be come from the Shivas Haminim, and from within the Shivas Haminim, it has to come from the choicest fruits amongst them. So that finished off the section that we were talking about of exemptions from Bikurim altogether. Now we move on to the second category, the intermediate category of Mivian. You could do the mitzvah of Havas Bikurim, but you can't recite the special recitation because there are elements of the recitation that are simply incongruous with the reality. So the first case is the convert, because part of the Mikra Bikurim requires saying that these fruits come from the land that you promised to our forefathers. And from a biological standpoint, not that a convert is any less Jewish, God forbid, than a naturally born Jew, but the actual statement is that you promised this land to our forefathers. So the Mishnah says, Elu mivin velo korin, hager mevi vino kore, sheno yacholomar asher nishba l'Hashem l'avosenu l'aseis lanu, that Hashem promised our ancestors to give to us. So that would not be accurate in the case of a convert, in the sense that his ancestors were not amongst those who were promised the land of Israel, namely Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. However, of course, im haisa imam Yisrael, maybe v'korei, if he was a Jewish person by birth, this would not be an issue, even if his father didn't happen to be from the Jewish people. And there's implications here for davening as well. Chshu mispalel beino levein atzmo, he's davening privately, Omer, instead of Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu, at the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, the God of our fathers, he would say Elokei avos Yisrael, the God of the fathers of the Jewish people. Kshehu b'beis haknesses, let's say he was functioning as the chazan, as the shliach tzibor, so he wouldn't say Elokei avos Yisrael, he would say Elokei avoseichem, right, your fathers. Avim ha'seim o Yisrael omer Elokei avoseinu. So if he were, again, halachically speaking, born as a Jew, so none of this would apply. Now, what's really interesting is that even though this is a stam mishnah, nobody disagrees in the mishnah, we don't follow this halacha. In fact, the Yerushalmi goes on to explain, and this is the way that the Rambam rules, that there was a dissenting view of Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda, we find such a notion in the Talmud Bavli as well, says it absolutely is the case that they can say, La'avosenu la'seislanu, because who's the father of every convert? Well, the Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Gimel says, Avraham tchila legerim, that Avraham was the first convert. He converted himself, so to speak. And the Rambam quotes, and there are different formulations that you find, but that Avram is either the father of the entire world, Av Hamon Goyim, so of course one could say that if the land was promised to Avram, which it was, right, the Zarecha Atenes Haaretz Hazos, right, and Avram built a Mizbeach out of gratitude, so Avram is considered the father of Av Hamon Goyim, many nations, so maybe it's true on that level, but there's a more narrow formulation that I really like, that the Rambam uses. I think it's based off the notion of Avram Tzchila Legerim, that Avram is Av L'chol Haboyim Tachas Kanfei Shechina, that Avram is the paradigm and is, spiritually speaking, the father of all those who decide to take on this great journey of Giyur, of conversion. And in that sense, it's absolutely accurate for them to say, Asher Nishba Hashem Lavuseinu La'ses Lanu, because who is more a child of Avram than a convert? Naturally born Jews are, biologically speaking, descendants of Avram, but who can really claim to be a child of Avram more than a ger who walks in the footsteps of Avram, who mirrors the life of Avram, whose very choices in life reflect the idea of joining up with something, just as Avram, you know, as the Rambam emphasizes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that when Avram was living in Ur Kasdim, he lo hayo lo modia v'lo melame, there was nobody to teach him, and he had to make these critical choices for himself. So the halacha, both in the context of davening as well as in the context of mikra bikurim, is that a ger would not have any liturgical differences, not in terms of mikra bikurim, not in terms of davening, elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu, based on this halachic principle. And what a beautiful principle it is, Avram tzchila legerim. One additional nuance, and we'll say Kaddish, is such a beautiful idea that I saw for the first time today in preparing, quoted in the Tosefta in Bikurim, not in the Mishnah, but the Tosefta says, even according to this view in the Mishnah, that most gerim would not be able to perform the mitzvah of mikra Bikurim, because they couldn't say Lavosenu Laseislanu, the descendants of Yisro could. That this week's Parsha, it's very ambiguous what ended up happening with Yisro, but Moshe tells him, L'cha itanu, if you will come with us, v'heitav nulach, ki Hashem diber tov Yisrael. What does v'heitav nulach means? That it will be good for you. So many of the Rishonim understand that he was actually being promised land. Because if you look later on in Tanakh, it says that Yisro's descendants were living around Yericho, Ir HaTzmarim. That's where they were found. So it would appear that actually their ancestors were promised land. So even if you don't rely on this idea of Avram Tzchila LeGerim, the descendants of Yisro seem to be a different category of Gerim than all the other Gerim. So that's a very nice connection to this week's Parsha, that even, again, if we paskin like this Mishnah, we don't, right? We actually paskin based on the Yerushalmi, that a Ger is maybe Vekore, not only they bring the Bikurim, but they actually make the recitation, but the descendants of Yisro would be their own category, because he was promised a particular chelek, a particular portion in the land, as the pasuk says, "L'cha itanu v'heitavnu lach ki Hashem diber tov al Yisrael." You will go with us, and it shall be good for you, for the Lord has spoken good of the Jewish people.